So everyone, today we're going to have a little chat about university and life and hopes and dreams and the pitfalls of education. I suppose from my own personal point of view, I never really knew what I wanted to do when I was a kid. I was always into acting and performing and stuff like that. I did a lot of drawing when I was young. I didn't just draw to my heart's content. That's all I kind of did. This was in an age before internet, even before mobile phones. So that's how I kind of spent my time. At school, I did art and media studies for A-level, and the kind of natural progression from then on was to go to university, as was kind of expected at the time, still the case now. And I went to kind of a media-related subject to university. I suppose what we're kind of chatting about today is how useful is university? How kind of useful is it for people's development? Is it a must-do in today's world? Do you have to do it? I suppose what we're going to look at as well. I mean, I guess we could start with a question. When you were younger, okay, think back now. Think back to when you were little sprogs, yes, of kiddies. or kiddies of sprogs even. did you know what you wanted to do when you grew up? Was it always kind of there for you? And how did that kind of evolve into education? We'll start with you.
I think there's a select few people in their life who, when they're young, know what they want to do, and they do it when they grow older. I think life is a whole progressive type of thing. You just stumble upon the thing you're meant to do, and it's like, hey, this is my passion, this is my career. But I will say university is a big part of that, especially it's needed more now than it ever was, because we're seeing so many people. Sorry, I'm taking away the space.
No, you're fine. No, it's all good. We'll all chip in as and when. So, no,
we're seeing so many influencers, like when YouTube first started, right? Remember the first influencers? You like the waffle guy or shoes. Oh my God, shoes. All these people starting early 2007, 2008. Millennials, if you will, now have phased into, we're 35, 36, 37. We want to figure out our next move.
Yeah. So people are working out what they want to do much later in life is kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think that's the case.
No, actually.
You know?
No, they're looking for jobs now.
Yes.
Because they've been doing this whole social media kick. And after a certain, 10 years, we've all phased out of listening and spending so much time listening to podcasts, watching TikToks, or, going to YouTube, yeah, that we don't actually spend that time listening to those people grow their platforms. So now they're losing money. So now they're having to go, okay, now I can fall back on my university degree.
Okay.
But those who don't have that,
yeah,
now they're trying to figure out the next move.
I think a number of reasons. It does definitely depend on the role that you're going for, or the profession. Say engineering and medical, it's very much valued. But I would say it's not valued in every sort of form of jobs that candidates could be possibly going for. For example, if you were doing sales or something like that, you can get into that without doing that. But I think the overall aspect of university, of, going down a specific subject route a lot of the time and getting yourself into a lot of debt, makes it a sort of valued proposition to a lot of employers.
So you're sort of saying it's like a safety net?
It's a safety net. And before I would say that, you don't need it. You can become an influencer, OnlyFans, whatever. Yeah. But I think you definitely need some type of trade or university.
Now people are making money.
But it's only going to last 10 years.
Is that what you're right?
That's what I'm saying. Because once you phase out of that, everybody has a new life.
So do you phase out of that just because you get older, or just because you've done your thing and nothing lasts forever in terms of...
It depends.
That kind of
field. It depends on how you started.
If you want to get into the arts or anything like that, that kind of start, or being an influencer, I think it's quite a good launch pad. You get noticed, right? And that can propel you onto bigger and better things, right?
It can, but how many of those influencers are great artists where you're I have to go see them in the next Bond film? What I mean?
University. Did you go?
Yeah, I did. I did. Just talking about the influencers, I don't think I've met a single real life influencer in my life, and it seems like an alien thing to me.
Do you know what? Nor have I really. But they do exist.
They do exist. They do exist.
Big numbers.
Yeah. I've just realized I've never met one before.
Before
so I don't
we go
know.
Further, quick question: who here is a millennial?
I get confused as to what that actually is. Can you break down the years?
Yeah.
Do you know the years?
Yeah, I do. I do know the years. So a millennial is anyone born between 1981 and 1996.
Oh, okay. Yes,
I believe. So I think we are all millennials.
Yeah.
We're all millennials.
Just scraped in there, my friend.
Yeah, so we're talking about university from a young person's perspective. I mean, since we went, a whole new generation of people are going to university. And I suppose what I was going to ask you, Owen, is did you go and was it worthwhile for you?
Yeah, I did go, but I went because my parents thought that's what you do. My brother went to university, so I went to university. And I didn't know what I wanted to do, really. I mean, I wanted to be a vet, I wanted to be a doctor, I wanted to do all sorts, you know. And then it came to the point where, okay, I've got to make a decision now. Right, I'm 18, I'm gonna go to university. The first 2 years, I just went nuts and just drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, ate pizza. I put on about a stone and a half. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really similar to my university first year as well. Lots of pizza, lots of drinking, took no care of myself.
No, none. I didn't know how to, though. That's
no,
the thing.
This is it.
I wasn't prepared
would you
it.
Say that you made the decision to go to university or your parents made the decision? And in terms of the course, was it your choice or your parents?
The course I chose, but I mean, I had to go to university. In fact, I went to the same university as my older brother. Because that is how sort of it's
like
turned
out. So it was like an expectation
out.
For you then, rather than actually something you wanted and needed to do.
But I didn't even think about not going because it was so ingrained in my upbringing that of course I'm going to go. What else am I going to do?
Oh, that's so interesting.
But then only in the final year did I realise, oh, I need to do this because the dread of reality was creeping in.
I think universities can support students with the transition into the workplace by just generally more work experience. You know, try partnering up with more companies. I mean, you've got, you know, like say if you're doing finance, you might, you know, the university might be partnered up with, you know, big finance firms or something like that. But, you know, for a lot of courses or degrees, it wouldn't necessarily. So that sort of push to try and find companies that can do that to get the work experience. You know, companies can benefit from it as well. Don't necessarily have to pay. For the work, but they're still getting people who are getting an insight, but they could also get a first opportunity to get these graduates on board. Yeah. You know, there's lots of graduate programs out there that big companies go for, but smaller companies could do it as well.
I would say our university experience sound very, very similar in many, many ways. From the pizza and the misery of the first year to the kind of final realization of the first year is, oh, I have to kind of do something now. I found I applied myself a lot more in the third year and found my feet 100%. A lot more in the third year.
Yeah.
Whereas in the first year, especially, I was just a scared little child, really.
Yeah, a child, very much so. Yeah.
Even though I was important. Yeah. Like, if you didn't have that experience of like, oh, you know, life, blah, 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 I'm a freshman, sophomore, blah. And then the third year, you're like, holy crap, I've got to get my stuff together. Yeah. If you go through life and you just go, I have time, I have time, I have time, you meet this fate where it's like, now what do I do? But because you had, I have time, I have time, there's a deadline, get it together, it made you a proper adult, as opposed to we see some 25, 26-year-olds, who are struggling to figure out, they're having like these these midlife crises at 25.
What a life crisis, aren't they? Yeah.
But that's new because why are we saying that?
Like, I think you've got your whole life ahead of you at that age. Like,
but they don't know because they're not an influencer. They're not making money. Like, they're not making £100,000 a day like their friends who are on TikTok campaigns. But that has a short lifespan of like.
Do you think that's more of an American phenomenon, the whole TikTok thing?
No.
That's kind of global, westernized.
Yeah.
Or globally.
Yeah, it's except for in like China. Like, they use it for educational purposes. Their TikTok.
How do you
is
mean?
Awful.
In what sense?
Their TikTok is totally different. They don't do dance moves. They don't do everything. Is education based on their TikTok
in China?
Yes.
Oh wow!
It's
and
nothing
that's
like the
government regulated, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been talking to a number of my clients about this recently. There's a general feeling they're not prepared as well as they possibly could be. I mean, you do have your year out, which definitely helps for a lot of courses. But besides that, you're not necessarily working the same hours. You're not you're not necessarily doing specific, you know, day-to-day work. You might be doing some marketing course or marketing project or whatever. But when you go into the workplace to get to that status, that might be a manager status. So you've got to do all the grunt work before, as it were. So I believe there could be a lot more preparation between the university and the workplace.
Do you feel that the university itself actually kind of encouraged you to just kind of slob off in year one and two, and then year three it was like, by the way, deadline and, yeah, and tests and all this lot. Is that kind of what
I personally think that our tutors could have been a bit more right, harsh. I mean, there's kind of, when you go to uni, you're treated more like an adult, but I think in some cases you actually shouldn't be. just kind of, you know, and I think my course especially was kind of, we were the guinea pigs. It was an early, it was the second year our course existed at that university. I won't name
still
the
finding
for legal there. Reasons. I won't name it, not university, but you know what I mean. But it was a very much an early, you know, early birds course. We were the second year ever to do that course. So yeah, I mean, it could have been better in terms of level of tutoring. And I'm thinking, was that worth money? Mm. Worth the money I paid for it, or my parents pay for it, put towards it? Possibly not, from my point of view.
Right.
Was it a beneficial experience? In the long run, possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a degree from it. I did graduate.
And have you used your degree in life, do you think?
Well, yes and no, because it was a media-related degree and I have done things in that field, yeah, gone on to do things in that field. Would I have gone on to those things without doing the degree? Possibly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's hard to say how much it's actually done.
Yeah,
it was a bit of a while ago as well, so I don't know. I mean, how about you? What did you do study wise when you were younger?
I went to drama school, so mine was a bit more like I guess more like an apprenticeship, because it was sort of focused on one thing very intensely, and we were out there actually learning it and honing the craft. So it was a bit more like an apprenticeship, and it's opened a lot of doors for me since as an actor. I think. I don't know, I guess it's a bit the same for you guys. I guess nowadays people just want to know that you went to university rather than what you actually did and what one you went to. It's more just a tick box. And I guess as an actor, that's kind of the same thing.
It seems to be quite an important tick box for employers, right?
Yeah.
It means that you're trainable. That's it. They want to see that they can train. Because I've been on both sides. I went to drama school, but I also did 3 degrees as a, what do we say, corporate type of degrees. So they want to see, okay, can we train this person? Have they already been through a training system and streamlined?
So it shows you can apply knowledge and discipline, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. I guess that's kind of what it's about, isn't it?
It really does depend on the profession. Like I say, if you are going into one that definitely needs a degree, but if you're going into some more generous professions, sales, etc., getting to the debts for it, I don't think it's necessarily worth it, because when employers are looking for people, they are looking for experience. I would say that the degree is definitely considered a badge of honor, and people say, wow, they've survived university, they've got themselves in debt, they're going to want to work harder than maybe some others. But for a lot of jobs, I would say no.
Cutthroat world of where employers, you've got 1,000 candidates, you're going to choose the ones straight away, the ones that have got a degree, regardless of ability. And then after that, a lot of the time, they don't even check to specify what degree you've got it in, as you say. It's just, can you apply yourself? And are you able to follow instructions, pretty much? And, and generally that's how it is.
Well, I've seen some of the degrees that you can do. You can do one in, it's Taylor Swift. They're bringing out one now.
A degree
in Taylor Swift. So you can say, yes, I went to university.
Is that a 3-year course?
I don't know. I've got no idea. Could be an era. But, I just think that's so strange. You can go to university to do something like that now.
And I'm a Star Wars degree, which sounds, by the way, awesome. I would actually do a Star Wars degree.
But what is that? I'd go back now and do a degree in Star Wars.
I think I need one.
Is that just a tick box to say I went to university, or is it actually going to get you something?
What sort of jobs could you get with a Taylor Swift or a Star Wars degree?
So basically, let's say there's someone who, here in the UK, maybe they struggle with their A-levels, they didn't do so well, or their GCSEs or whatever, poor rating or whatever. They don't really get into university, or they don't have the option to get into a good university. Yeah. So maybe they're like, I'm going to go to university and do this Taylor Swift course. Because this course is new, they're accepting, lower level applicants. So now when that person graduates, they can put, I went to university. I don't have to say it was Taylor Swift. It could have been musical cultural studies.
Do you not need to say what your degree is in there? Surely you do.
No, you can. The degree probably isn't in Taylor Swift. It's probably from a college. So it'd be College of Arts and Science. discipline Taylor Swift studies, but you can say it's musical theory history. You can change it up. And I do it on my CV.
Am I right in thinking most employers don't ask for a proof of your degree, a certificate?
No one does. Who's going to do that? You know, AI actually picks you when you apply for a job. No one does that.
Amazing.
That's why you should put on your CV in white letters, hire me, because okay. AI will pick that up. No, I'm so serious. I used to work in recruitment.
Really? That's terrifying.
So it's basically going, I went to university. Do a Taylor Swift degree, but I went to university.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a Taylor Swift degree.
I think it's marvelous.
You can analyze the culture. You write a dissertation of 10,000 words. You can formulate your ideas. Mm. And even though it is a topic that we may not seem worthy, it still is showing you that you can apply yourself.
Taylor Swift is worthy. What are you saying?
It's not about Taylor Swift the person. It's about the culture surrounding her. She's earned billions of dollars and she's a phenomenon. Whether you like her music or not, you've got to appreciate the influence that she has on culture as a whole. And that can be a way to analyze and to get your degree.
When employers are looking at recent graduates, like I said, it does very much depend on the roles. But yes, they're looking at the degree, if it's a relevant role, like we said, sort of medical or engineering or something, or marketing. But experience is very much, you know, a key thing. Even if they've done a year out that's relevant, something like that, or the end of year assignment, you know, that sort of thing is looked at as a transferable skill.
So Taylor Swift aside, how are we feeling about, who, hands up, who thinks university was a good thing for them and doesn't regret going?
I didn't.
We'll include drama school in this.
I'd say drama school definitely was a
good thing. Higher education, wasn't it?
Yeah. So no one regrets it if they raised their hand, right?
I'm seeing a hand not going up.
I'm seeing
a hand going for some water here.
Yeah, I know. I was a bit tempted there. No, I don't regret it. It's just, I wouldn't have my friends. And I've got lifelong friends and I've created this bond with these people that I would never have had before.
So your main... Would you say your main core of friends are from uni?
Yeah, definitely. They are my best friends. And also, I'm forever going to be paying the student loan, you know.
Okay, that's 1% of... maybe say then that, especially in Britain, I don't know exactly the same in America, but in England, it seems to be a case of it's more of a rite of passage now. And you go there to make your friends, you go there to have the party. And I know a lot of people who didn't go to university who go, oh, I wonder if I missed out on 3 years of partying and meeting people and things
at
like that.
At what cost, though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Is it worth that?
Well, I think it used to be that case maybe 20 years ago, but I think now things are moving forward with apprenticeship. You can get apprenticeship degrees. So you're actually getting paid to do a job. And you're learning as well. And by the end of it, you've got yourself a degree and you're not in debt afterwards. I think that's a no-brainer.
So apprenticeship degree, I think it's 2015, 2016, it originally sort of came out. I don't think employees are noticing it as much. But you know, for the few of my clients that do notice it, I would say that the apprenticeship degree is a bit more value because it's got the experience with it. But one thing I'd say is that I'm talking this from my point of view, and I have an agency, a recruitment agency, and when we have companies come to us, they come to us for the skills already, as it were. You know, we don't deal with sort of, you know, the graduate recruitment programs as much.
So I was just doing some Googling actually earlier, and there's a recent research by the Student Room, who are quite a reputable source, reveals that 1 in 5 students feel that they've made the wrong choice for university. And do you regret it? So one in five.
Wait, so they're asking people who are currently studying.
Feel they've made the wrong... That's
so
a good
of course
question.
You're going to say that because you...
Key statistics. If you were given the choice again, would you choose to study at your university? Yes, 79%, no, 20%. So...
And these are all students.
Yes.
But you can't ask people when they're going through the thick of it in any situation. Like, wait, I went to Central School of Speech and Drama. When I was in drama school, if you asked me, do you regret going to drama school? My answer would be yes, because I was struggling. I was in a country I didn't know anything.
I'm assuming people who just graduated, I'm assuming.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Oh, but it's students.
So. We need to look into that, which is
but when you're going through the thick of it, a lot of times you're not going to really see the end of it because you're trying to figure yourself
especially
out.
Especially when you're young as well, and like that's possibly the hardest thing you've had to do so far.
Yeah.
So you are like, no, this is a struggle, it's a pain. And you're like, oh, you haven't got to pay taxes yet.
Yeah, that's the pain.
I guess going back to the partying thing as well, like obviously that's like a big part of university life.
Yeah, it's a huge part of it.
Indirectly though, that's not the point of it.
Which is interesting.
It's a side effect, but that is the thing that people go for.
Yeah, I think for many
it's super... on the brochures.
Yeah,
like, the amount of universities that a whole page dedicated to look at the bars that we have, look at the partying life that we have, and you're like, well,
but that's not
supposed
university.
To be there. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
I think for many, like that social life supersedes the education.
Oh yeah.
But at least that used to be the case. But I think with Gen Z, and you may disagree with me on this, but I think Gen Z are a little more disciplined. And they're a little more inclined to work hard and achieve, kind of more than...
Is Gen Z the one below us, sorry?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. just checking.
Yeah. I thought you were about to throw shade there.
People roughly being born between 96 and 2012 fall into the Gen Z bracket, as far as I know. So it's the younger generation. And I think they seem to be a bit more applied in where they want to go, what they want to do. Healthy living is now, and that's another thing of like TikTok and Instagram and social media. It's all kind of healthy living and like making the best of yourself and looking after yourself. Whereas sort of 15, 20 years ago, whatever, I think it was more about, yeah, have fun, get drunk, party. I'm not saying that doesn't happen now. It seems to me that there's less onus on that. I don't know if you'd agree with that, Sam. I don't know why I'm asking you, but or anyone else.
Only because I have a brother and he's Gen Z, and I see like around his friends and the difference between, it's such a big difference because we're 10 years apart, me and my brother. And Gen Z, I could be wrong, they really don't feel like there's a need to do so many, what's the word you would use? Like practical things that we did. They're more focused on, in anything, how much free time do I get and how much money will I get? Because if they have to spend too much time in a job, if they don't get at least, if they don't get 6 months off in a year, they don't really want to be there.
I wouldn't personally dismiss an application based on lack of university education, but obviously I work for certain clients. Basically, I mean, if I felt there was any sort of discrimination and the job didn't need it, I would obviously fight that with a client. That hasn't happened to this point anyway. It would partly depend on the job. You know, when we're taking certain jobs, they say, you know, must have a degree in, you know, say marketing or mathematics or something like that. So yeah, if it was a criteria for the job, I would, and it was relevant, but otherwise no.
Yes, and because we're millennial, we're in the like work hard but work less phase. We're right in between. Yeah,
exactly.
We struggle because we're like, oh, we feel like we should be having more free time to live, but we need to work hard to earn.
But that thought process is now slowly sifting through to millennials, and we're like thinking, do you know what? Hang on. In some cases, we're being treated like muck in jobs that we're not really enjoying for probably less money than we'd hope to be earning. And we think, hang on, these Gen Zs, actually, they've got their head screwed on.
Very true. I think a lot of people, obviously, since the pandemic as well, have seen the benefit of working from home and remote working and things like that. And I think a lot of things like marketing have become massively popular because you can do that from home. And therefore, you get a whole of a lot more free time. I think it's a bit more beneficial for you. So you're not commuting, you're not in the office all the time. So I think a lot of young people are interested in more things like that. And they can also do it away. So travel seems to be such a big thing for them, and therefore a job that they can do at home, they can travel with it.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a big thing for them, which is great. I think that's really lovely. Mm. But at the same time, I also worry that we are losing practical skills. Builders, electricians, plumbers, people don't want to be that anymore because you've got to be at the place. You can't go and do that in Spain. You have to be here
for
that.
I think people want, not everyone, but I think a lot of young people want sort of glamour in their jobs.
Yeah, a lot more glamorous, but we need plumbers, electricians, builders. We need these people.
And they paid very well, those jobs.
They paid so well,
paid well, and most of those jobs come through an apprenticeship, not university. So if you can get the next generation keen to just think about where do you want to be and what you want to do? Do you work to live or do you live to work? I mean, if you work as a plumber, you're self-employed, you're your own boss, and you can get as much work as you can, very well paid, through an apprenticeship, and then you choose the shifts that you want.
Work experience is more valued than a degree in most jobs, and companies would much prefer that. Admin job that, you know, a lot of people could do, that might be a different case. But yeah, work experience is definitely much more valued.
Going back, I probably say an apprenticeship is more of a natural course for me, because rather than going to university and paying these fees and, you know, wasting the first couple of years and then making up for it sort of in the final year, And then you've got that debt afterwards. Yeah. I'm still going to pay my debt in my 70s and 80s. My student loan comes out automatically every month. That 1% interest rate on the student loan, if you've got like £15,000, 1% of that each month, even though you're paying £200 a month, the student loan does not go down. You're just paying the interest forever, forever.
Yeah, nothing goes towards the principal at all.
Not really. No, not unless you're earning probably 80,000, 100,000 a year. You're not, you're just purely just, you're paying it for the rest of your life.
And how much did you say you pay a month?
Probably about 300.
A month?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
300 a month.
Yeah. So from your point of view, just doing that apprenticeship would have been more beneficial.
Yes, but having said that, I wouldn't have had the opportunities that I got in university. So even though I don't use all of the practical skills day to day, I can't imagine my life not going to university. I just can't imagine it. So I'm glad I went.
The social bonds that you made through that.
Yeah,
and you made.
I'm glad I went.
Yeah,
but it's really good, different time now, isn't it? Maybe if I was the same age now, I might have made a different decision. But
again, we're expecting sort of 16, 17, 18 year olds to make this huge life decision. And you think back at it, obviously at the time you think you're so grown up, but looking back, that's, you're still such a child.
Yeah,
you
are crazy. An absolute baby. I think it's too early to force
it's
those kind
so
of decisions.
Early. It's so early.
I think schools could do a little bit more. I think it's always harder for the transition from GCSEs to A-levels to degrees. I think colleges and A-level at schools, there's a little bit more information. I don't think they help much on the whole debt side. I think it could be a lot more communicative or communicated better, than it is now, basically. And, you know, you've got people who they go into it and they think, oh, yes, well, it's lower interest rates, but they don't understand what will happen, what they have to earn at the end. But then at the same time, it seems to change quite a bit as well. So you could be told now, but then when you come out into the workplace in 3-4 years time, it could change. But I think, yeah, there should be a sort of, this is what's happening now. So you can go into university, but this is what you could be possibly pay if you earn £25,000, £20,000 or whatever.
I think now we're living in a society where people stay younger for older, if that makes sense. I think people settle down later. They do all the things that, you know, our parents did a lot later in life, right? And I think there's different attitudes and different things expected of younger people. And I think people now can have career changes later in life,
which I think is a really good thing.
That's the great thing. We can change our careers so many times, whereas back in our parents' day and our grandparents' day, you kind of just stayed in that avenue for life. And that's probably where apprenticeships were better, because you were trained for that and that's where you stayed. And, you know, you go back in history, that's what people did. You know, your family was the Smiths, your family was the chefs, your family was this, and you just stayed there. And I guess in a way that was great, but at the same time, not everybody is just meant to be that because your parents were. You kind of want to be something else.
Is anybody thinking of doing another course or going back to university now?
I flirted with the idea of doing a master's recently.
Okay.
I was sort of flirting with it.
In media?
Journalism, actually.
What made you think to do that?
I feel like just get more sort of qualifications under my belt, pursue something different, have sort of move away and do something different in a different place and really apply myself to something different, something can achieve, something to work towards. It's
so
quite an exciting thing.
You wouldn't go back to the same university, you go somewhere?
Oh no, God, no. Again, I won't name the university. No, I wouldn't. I'd go somewhere different. I'm thinking about that, but it's money and all these other sort of things. It's a possibility, but I think, it's there kind of in the back of my head. I mean, socially, like you said, you made loads of friends in university and you're still friends.
Oh, they're my best friends. They're my best friends.
I would say most of my friends are like still my school friends. So it's weird. I like quite a lot of close friends from school. Yeah. University, I'm not in touch with anyone from university.
That's quite a UK thing. Yeah, that's quite a UK thing. You know, that is so weird. You guys are friends with the same friends from when you were 3 years old. It's not like that in the US. Like, why? You're 39 and you still have the same friends when you were 5? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
We kind of do. Well, I mean, I have made other friends along the way. It's not just people from school. But yeah, me personally, I I made friends at university, kind of acquaintances friends, but they haven't remained close friends, and I'm not friends with anyone from university.
Okay, so mine's sort of, yeah, a mixture of both. So I've got friends from school and I've got friends from uni as well. But in America, is it just the ones that you pick up along the way?
You just make friends from all over. But yeah, not the same. Oh my gosh, if I had the same friends from when I was in first grade, it would be problematic.
I've got some friends from Wales that I'll meet up with them once a year and we'll have a little reunion. But the fact you're having a reunion means that you're not friends, because you're having a reunion. But my closest friends are the ones that I went to university with. Like, they're my best friends. Okay. I'll talk to them every day pretty much on WhatsApp, or, you know, we'll do some funny, send some funny memes. I actually married one of my friends from university.
Oh, congratulations. That's amazing.
You got married. You're married.
Well,
you're married.
I am married. No, I am married. I didn't marry my friend from university. I'm married, but I married my friend in Greece.
So you were the priest or the vicar, or you were the person that gave...
Yeah. Oh, you ordained it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay, there we go.
Yeah, so I was ordained.
Your person that you're married to now, did you meet them at university?
No, I met her at college.
Oh, so you did college and then university?
I did college and university, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So you're married.
I'm married.
And you married someone.
And I... Yes.
I see.
Multiple
yes,
makes marriages sense. Going on.
Yeah.
The person you married, you didn't meet at university.
No, I met her at college.
As in the person you...
Oh, the person I married was in university, yes.
Oh,
I'm really confused.
I performed...
So the people that he ordained, he met at university, but the person he actually wed himself, he met at college.
That was confusing. My bad.
Both education, though. Both higher education.
Yeah, so it's worth going to university, you know. It's, you know, you create these bonds with people. I mean, it's incredibly expensive. At what cost is it, though, you know? It's so expensive.
Okay, well, there you go. I didn't go to uni, so how much has it cost you lot? Is it like actual, do you know the figures?
No.
Don't want to think about it.
I'm not really properly paying it back yet.
Ah.
So, So do I know the figures? Not really. It's just something I've kind of like forgotten about and pushed to the back of my mind. Because like, oh, that doesn't exist. That just, and that's kind of how it is for a lot of people, I think.
Oh. That's the best way to do it, to deal with it, because otherwise, if you think about it, it's insane.
Can you postpone the payment back then? Is that something you can
You have to be over a certain threshold.
Yeah.
And
so I've got my tuition fees and student loans, about 15,000 at the start it was. In total, 15,000. And I think the interest rate is something like 1% off that. So 1% doesn't sound like a lot. But if it's £15,000, that is a lot. So I'm paying it back. It automatically comes out of my paycheck, and it's about £300 a month, every month. Oh. And I'm not even paying it off. I'm just paying the interest. So I know for a fact
it's not going down.
Wow. No, so I'm just being paid for the rest of my life. And you're right, just forget about it, head in the sand, because if you think about it too much, it is depressing.
I mean, I think from a debt point of view, when you're coming out of university, I mean, people who go to university now are walking out as a minimum with about £40,000 worth of debt. You know, you can get subsidies. My daughter, for example, she's got a 50% reduction, which everyone can get, but she'll still walk out with a minimum of £42,000 worth of debt. So one thing it's done is pushed up graduate entry level type salaries. Yeah. There used to be, you know, £18,000 not so long ago. Now graduates can walk out expecting 26 to 30 odd grand, basically, for a lot of roles. So I think that the debt impact is having an effect on employers who are taking in graduates, but also obviously a big impact on people going into it as well.
So Sam, actually, you're looking a bit confused. So I wanted to know, how does this differ in the States in terms of how you pay for university? Like, is it the same system, different system? Is it more expensive, cheaper?
It's more expensive, but it's different, because I know here, if you, like, university is maybe like £9,000 a year. It's quite like affordable if you're, our in-state tuition is similar, but much higher. But for me, because I was an international student, it was maybe like $20,000 for the year.
Wow.
Yeah, so I took a U.S. loan to pay for my U.K. schooling fees. So I owe maybe $29,000 to the U.S.
Wow.
But I don't have to pay right now, because in America, I'm not making any money. So I'm below the threshold, so I don't have to pay it.
So it's what you're earning in your native country, America, rather than here. So you could be earning a fortune here, but not having to pay it back, because you're...
Yeah.
That's cool.
Might want to cut that, but...
But while that's happening, interest is accruing on that?
I think they freeze the interest. There's a new like payment plan that Biden set up. It's called like the Plus Save or something like that. And they freeze it. But once you start earning a certain amount of money, you have to pay. And it's like what you would have to do. Like they take the as much as they think is necessary for you to pay back.
And you're not paying that off. You're just keeping it going. You're just keeping it going. Sliding the wheels, greasing the wheels.
I have a plan. So you're asking if we're going back to university. I'm not going back to university, but I'm going to study, take a course in IT cybersecurity. Let me tell you what's happening. So basically there's so many, because of AI and all these things, there's not enough people working in cybersecurity and IT. And they're all like, the starting salary is £250,000.
Oh, sign me up.
And you can take you can take a 1 month course and learn like the basics and then become like an OG and just get, you know, rack up the coins. Yeah, it's like
insane. So you can potentially work for the FBI or anywhere, something
it's in high demand. It's kind of like in during the Brexit when everyone left and that we needed people to be truckers and they were hiring all these and we were paying like $200,000 for truckers to come over.
Going back to that point you made about not having to pay student loans back because you're in another country, is that the same for us? If we were to move abroad and start earning big bucks in, I don't know, France or America or wherever, Australia, would we then have to pay your
I can answer that
you
question.
Can answer
yeah I can my brother went to university and then he moved to America. He's been living there for over 15 years and I think it was this year that his student loan got signed off because he lived outside of the UK for such a long period of time, so it gets written off.
Moral of today is move abroad. Is there anything to take away from this week's show?
So at the end of the day, you ones that have this debt, do you think it was worth it? Do you think university is worth the debt that you have? Was it worth the things that you've got from university?
Well, back then, yes. Doing it now, I'd probably say no, because everything is so much more expensive. Money is tighter. I don't think I would have been able to afford it.
Done an apprenticeship?
I would have done an apprenticeship in some aspect. Yeah, I just, not this day and age, it's impossible. I don't know how people can do that now with the cost of living crisis.
Yeah. I'm going to say short answer, no with a but. Long answer, yes with an if.
So a slow yes? Is that what?
Essentially, yeah. Sorry.
I think it's worth it. Yeah. I think it's necessary. And I know we're in this weird phase where the world's like, don't go to university. It's a mind trap and a money trap. But I think we'll be better for it in the future for those who have, you know, completed that journey. So we shouldn't turn everyone off.
It has become something that everyone just does by default. You finish school, you go to university. That kind of started in the late 90s when Tony Blair came in. It was education, education, education. He pushed for everyone to go to university, even people from like lower class backgrounds. He really encouraged that. That's kind of where we are now in terms of everyone has a chance to go to university.
Although
he didn't necessarily make it more affordable.
No, he scrapped the grant. He scrapped the grant.
Right. Yeah.
Which meant that instead of being given money, you had to get a student loan.
Student loan instead of, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have to pay that back.
It was based on advice she had from each college, and they basically said, look, if you're not sure what you want to do, don't go and get a degree, because it's not going to help you in a career, and you'll just get yourself in a load of debt for nothing. So that was good advice, but not necessarily specific or as rounded to the individual, but there's a generous advice that was quite good, I thought.
She always had a crush on Tony Blair. She met him once.
Really?
Yeah. Really? When she came to the UK. Crush. Yeah, she was like, I love him. So that's
Totally off topic. best looking prime minister to date?
It's got to be Margaret Thatcher, surely.
Yeah? You're going to say Thatcher? Oh no, here's a joke.
Theresa May, obviously.
The really?
Maiden.
There's only been two female.
Yes.
David Cameron. David Cameron.
He's not a bad-looking man, but I just hate politicians.
Just in general. Yeah, I mean, slightly off topic for the end here, but it's been a fab discussion, guys. Thank you very much. I hope we've kind of helped some people out there kind of make informed decisions.
Yeah.
As wise people we are.
Go if you want to, don't if you don't. Yeah. Simple.
Well, essentially.
No.
Hello, my name's Alfie Lark, a third year student at the University of West London on the air transport management course. If you were a prospective university student, I'd highly recommend it. It covers loads of aviation topics, from route planning to calculations, marketing, and everything you can imagine with aviation.
I'd say it is, but I feel like with the price of it, I'm not sure yet if it actually is worth it. Because I'm still in first year, but I'm enjoying myself. And like, I feel like I'm learning a lot, but I don't think I'm going to fully know if it's worth it until I finish my course, I guess.
I've been studying criminology right now at the University of West London. I've learned quite a lot on my course, not only academically, but it's helped me improve my social skills. I've joined the basketball team last year. So I'd like to think, yes, overall it's been very good.
For third-time courses, it's worth the money. Medicine, law, and aviation, you should attend university. But in my opinion, for third-time careers, you actually don't need to attend university or spend that much of money when you can afford to get a job after the university, in my opinion.